This is the Resilience Podcast 597, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, May 2nd. Your setback is the platform for your comeback. You learn optimism by believing in your comeback story. It is your story, and you are the author. You lean on your mental game because you sharpen your mental skills to a razor's fine edge through regular practice. You learn by embracing this elite mindset. You are not afraid of losing because you know that losing only means learning. If you have a big enough why, you'll find and do the how. Everything happens twice, first in your mind and then in reality. Act differently than how you feel. Choose the path of most resistance. It is not what you're capable of. It's what you're willing to do. You are focused only on the 200 feet in front of you. The greatest gift you can give someone is your full, undivided attention. Decide to stop being a perfectionist. Don't let perfection get in the way of your progress. It is a mistake for anyone to think they have lived too long in their old, unsatisfactory ways to make the great change. If you switch on the light in a dark room, it makes no difference how long it was dark, because the light will still shine. You see, change can take years before it happens all at once. Mastery requires patience. Goals are about the results you want to achieve. Systems are about the process that lead to those results. Goals are good for setting a direction. Systems are best for making progress. Your health and happiness are the most important things. Don't let anything or anyone stand in their way. Capture your thoughts and feelings and put them down on paper. To give them a place to live that's not just in your head, cluttering up your mind with all the other stuff you've got going on up there. To start your journey, turn to page. Leaders have an obligation. A leader has not only the permission, but a responsibility to seek out periods of solitude. It is very easy to judge. It's very hard to know. To know what another person is going through. To know what their reasons are. We are not privy to the full extent of the struggle and the burden under which others have broken. We should try not to fault them, for we can never truly appreciate their experience. What we know is that we have plenty of areas in our own life where fear is holding us back, blinding us, breaking us. None of us have it handled so well that we can afford to spend much time monitoring how others are doing with theirs, then or now. Waste not a second questioning another man's courage. Put that scrutiny solely on your own. Whether you're a billionaire or an ordinary person, no matter how physically tough or brilliant you are, fear determines what is or isn't possible. If you think something is too scary, it's too scary for you. If you don't think you have any power, you don't. If you are not the captain of your fate, then fate is the captain of you. Courage is in shorter supply than genius. Fear uncertainty, and bad advice can mute your genius. Even with all your money, connections, skill, and resources, you can believe that you're impotent, and so you will be. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Decide to leave behind the land of mediocrity and start inhabiting the world of high achievement. Do whatever it takes to move your life ahead. You will do this, and you will not be afraid to commit. Focus what you can offer the world. Leave behind your self-centered concerns about whether your job is just right. Instead, keep your head down and plug away at getting really damn good. No one owes you a great career. You need to earn it, and the process won't be easy. Create a vision of who you want to be, and then live into that picture as if it were already true. The vision does not come to you. It does not magically appear, no matter how hard you hope. You create this vision for yourself.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.